News, I'm Ben Thomas. Boeing's laying off 10% of its workforce as it deals with a factory strike that's crippled production. Norman Hall has details.
New Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg told staff in a memo Friday about job cuts, which could total about 17,000 positions, including executives and managers. The company has 170,000 employees worldwide, many of them working in manufacturing facilities in the states of Washington and South Carolina. About 33,000 union machinists have been on strike since September 14th. Boeing had already imposed rolling temporary furloughs, but Ortberg says those will be suspended because of the impending layoffs. Boeing has lost more than $25 billion since the start of 2019. I'm Norman Hall.
Wholesale inflation remains cool. The producer price index unchanged in September, up 1.8% from a year ago. The University of Michigan says its consumer sentiment index has slipped amid frustration over high prices, while stocks closed the week with more records following better-than-expected profit reports from banks. The S&P climbed 0.6% to a new high, while the Dow jumped 409 points, or about 1%, also notching a record. The Nasdaq rose 0.3%, all three up more than 1% for the week. Recovery efforts after Hurricane Milton are underway in Florida. More than 2 million remained without power today, while rescue teams are still saving people from swollen rivers. And Lisa Dwyer reports it's not just people needing to be rescued.
Dozens of animals, including a pig, affectionately named Millie, has been saved. Millie was found in floodwater up over her belly, tied to a gas pump at a gas station in Lithia, Florida. Local residents first had to calm the pig down. Cindy Evers says they've rescued other animals as well.
And a donkey that was tied to the pump and several goats, and then we'll head back, and apparently there's some more animals in the homes.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. The Nobel Committee remembering the events that led to the end of World War II in the Pacific.
The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to Nihon Hidankyo, a Japanese organization of survivors of the U.S. atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, for its activism against nuclear weapons. Jørgen Wattne Fridnes, chair of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, says the grassroots movement received the award in particular as the taboo against the use of nuclear weaponry is under pressure.
Gradually, a powerful international norm developed, stigmatizing the use of nuclear weapons as morally unacceptable. This norm has become known as the nuclear taboo.
Friedness adds, the Nobel Committee wishes to honor all survivors who, despite physical suffering and painful memories, have chosen to use their costly experience to cultivate hope and engagements for peace. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.